Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Vav Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, Be'ezus Hashem, finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Mem Dalet. And we're going to discuss today digging wells and using ditches for water on Chol HaMoed. So Mechaber begins Sif Beis, second line. Boros, pits for water, storing water, umayonos, and wells or springs, sharabim, that are needed for public usage, shenofal behem ofar va'avonim, that fell into them either dirt or stones, v'niskalklu, and they're no longer usable the way they are, and now it's Chol HaMoed, mutar l'saktam, you'll have to go and fix them on Chol HaMoed, because it's a water that is needed for public usage, and this is true, va'afilu ein rabim tzrichal l'mata, even if the rabim doesn't need it right now, they'll need the water, there's enough water for Chol HaMoed, but they'll need the water for after yontif, after Chol HaMoed. You still are allowed to do this, and the reasoning is kivun she'eino ma'isi uman. As we learned yesterday, we learned previously that ma'isi uman, doing professional work, is problematic, but doing regular non-professional work for the public is allowed. And this is true, as we saw yesterday, and we'll see again today, even if all the other conditions that are normally required for private usage work, such as it can't be in public, it can't be allowed of tircha, it can't be mechuvan for Chol HaMoed, that you waited to do it on Chol HaMoed, here none of those rules will apply, even if you broke all of those rules, since it's Maisei Hedyot, you're allowed to go and do this on Chol HaMoed. However, the Mechaber tells us, Avolach Bolhem Boros Mechadash, to make brand new pits over here to store water, that's something that you require appropriate professional construction, Shu Maisei Uman. In that situation, it depends. Im Rabim Tzrichim Lehem Ata, if the public needs it right now, the previous wells are all damaged, they're no good, and there's a water shortage, and they need this for Chol HaMoed. So then, mutter, then you'd be allowed to do this, even with a Maisi Uman. And this is true, afilu im kivnu melachtum b'moed. This is even if they specifically left it for Chol HaMoed to do. As we said previously, we'll see again in the Mishnah Berurah here, because that's when things get done. There is nobody that's in charge of this that has a manik status like we learned in yesterday, and you have to wait till people are off from work. So therefore, you're allowed to do something like this, even specifically waiting to do it on Chol HaMoed. And b'afilu b'tehesi, you can even do this in public. And u'b'tirchi yisera. So even if there is a tremendous amount of work that's involved in digging this new well, all of this is allowed if it's letzorech hamoed and it's for the rabbin. However, in ain tzricha b'lehamato, but if it's not for now, you need it for later on, after yontif, then lo yasu, then you can't do this ma'isa uman, you can't build a brand new pit over a new reservoir on Chol HaMoed. Now, that was quite a handful, so let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess, where he tells us that when we said that you're allowed to go and fix these ditches or wells or springs that had become ruined, he says, v'huadin demutu lasos ma'ase hedyot michutz la'ir, and you likewise will be allowed to do a ma'ase hedyot, which we'll see is means digging ditches, which doesn't require professionals to do this, from outside the city, choritz, a ditch or channel, shiyavou hamayim ayodo me'anor la'ir, in order to channel the water coming from the mountains from the river to the city. And therefore, Kidei Shiyishtu Bahar Vocha. So there should be plenty of water. They shouldn't have to skimp on water. It shouldn't be water rationing. So even though they won't die, there's no Bekuach Nefashos, but you want them to be able to drink Bahar Vocha, and you'd be allowed to do this. However, V'av Shlo Yigomer B'moed, and this is allowed even if they're not going to finish it on Chol HaMoed, Kivan Shehu Tzorech Rabim, since this is a Maisa Hedjot, and it's Tzorech Rabim, it's allowed. And as we pointed out, the Gambazeh Mutter, this is allowed even afilu mkivim lachtu b'moed, even if you waited b'davka to Chol HaMoed to do this when people are free, v'avitirucha yisera, and it's a lot of extra work to do this, and u'befarhesya, nevertheless, it is allowed based upon the principle that we said, letzorech rabim, if it's maisa hedyot, all of these things aren't required, it can even be in public, it can be a lot of work, and it could be that you waited b'davka to Chol HaMoed to do this, it is allowed. Sivkon Yud, the Mishnah Berurah says, it means that even though they're intending to do that for after Yontif benefit, they don't need it on Yontif. Nevertheless, this is allowed because it's Tzorech Rabim and it's a Hedyot. As we learned in yesterday's share, unless there is a manik, somebody, a government that's in charge of this and can demand that people do this or will pay people to do this when it's not time off from their work. So then the only time these public work needs are going to be get done is when people aren't working. So therefore the only way they can do it is sometimes is to be mechaven it to be done on Chol HaMoed and ask everybody to pitch in. So therefore these things are allowed to be done for the tzorech of the public even on Chol HaMoed when you specifically made it to be done on Chol HaMoed. Again, this was discussed in greater detail in yesterday's shiur. Now we go to Sivkot Yud Aleph. The reason why you can't do this, however, to dig a new well, if it's a Maisa Uman, and it's not Letzorech Because you need a professional here to seal it properly, to dig it properly, to seal it properly, and that's a mice uma, which is not allowed unless it's letzorech hamoid. Sivkon yud beis. But if it is needed for the rabbim, then even afilum kivnu, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, this is going koi gamal reisha soif. This is going on the entire sif over here, that as long as it is need it for Chol HaMoed, so then you can do all of these things specifically intending them to be done on Chol HaMoed. But we said if it's not Tzricha Lemata, then Lo Yasu, the Mishnah Berurah of Sivkon Yud Gimel explains, Hainu, Afilu Lo Kibnu Melachtim, even when they didn't specifically set aside to do this on Chol HaMoed, and Melachtim B'moed, V'gam Betzina, and even if they're doing Betzina, if it's not necessary for Chol HaMoed, then you're not allowed to do Maisa Uman, even when you meet all of the criteria that you weren't Mechavin it, it's done Betzina, then you're still not allowed to do this because it's not necessary for Chol HaMoed, and therefore Maisa Uman is not allowed. The Mechaber then continues and he says, Apple, Boros, Shichin, Umaros. But various types of pits, cisterns, and cavernous water bodies, Shoyochid, they belong to an individual. Also, Lachbo, Samichodesh, you're not allowed to go and make them anew. You're not allowed to go and dig them for the first time. Afilu Tzorach Lamata, even if they're needed for that person. Obviously, it's not talking about Pikuach Lefashos, but he needs it. Otherwise, it'll be difficult for him. He'll have to use bottled water, have to carry water from someplace else, but he won't die. So if he won't die, there's no Pikuach Lefashos, Shaila. So then these various types of water storage types of boros, shichin, or aros, which were the various types of cisterns and pits that they would use to store water. Remember, Eretz Yisrael, they have a rainy season, but they have a non-rainy season. And they didn't have water coming to them unless they stored it previously. Then they used to have these huge, cavernous underground storage areas for water that during the dry summer season, they would use that water until it rained again in the winter season, and they would fill up those wells and pits again. So here, you're not allowed to go dig these during Chol HaMoed, even if they don't have easy access to water. Mishmur explains in Sivkot Yadalit, Afilu ein lo ma yishta, el bnei docha harbe. Even though they have nothing to drink, except through difficult circumstances, they have to go and bring it from their friend's house, they have to go and carry bottles and schlep them all the way from the store, whatever it may be. Also, they're not allowed to dig these on Chol HaMoed. However, in ein masig lishtos klal, but if they have no water whatsoever, then, of course, mutar gam machbar michodesh b'mor, then they would, of course, be allowed to dig it. That is, again, pikuach nefashos, and that would, of course, be allowed. You could do almost anything, with the exception of the three cardinal sins, would be pikuach nefashos. Now, that's the girsa that we have. There's actually the Magid Mishnah, and it's brought down as well in the Moruk Tzia, that says over here, instead of the words of Ibn Dochak, the original language was Mimokom Rochok. So it means that the only way you'd have it would be by having to schlep the water from a faraway place, so then it still would be also because it's not Pikuach Nefashos. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Im Hoyu Asuyim Kivar Viniskalkalu. However, if they were previously made and they just got dirty, they just got filled in, and they're ruined now, so then, if you need it, then it's different. Im tzorach lehem ata mutar lasaklam. Then, since they were already dug, and getting them out over here is a maisa hedyot, so you'd be allowed to clean them out so they could be used. However, if you main tzorach lehem ata, but if you don't need them on Chol HaMoed, then also lasaklam, then you're not allowed to go and fix them on Chol HaMoed. However, aval mutar lahamshich mayim lasochem, but you could bring water to them, afilu ein tzorach lehem ata. Even though you don't need the water right now, you'd be allowed to add additional water to them. We'll see exactly how you do this in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Tezvav tells us, for an individual, if he already had these boros, shichin, umaros, and now they just need to be cleaned out because they got filled in with shmutz, so Rotsu Lomar, does dai betikin maisei hedro bi'alma, then you're allowed to clean them out to get the sludge out of them, to go and remove some of the schmutz that's inside of them. That doesn't require a professional. That requires a person taking a shovel and just pulling it out. So therefore, ulahachi shari gam biyochid l'tzorach HaMoed. Then if you need it for Chol HaMoed, then an individual will be allowed to do this. Even though he's the only one benefiting from this, you're allowed to do this, even though it's not for public need, because it's not a maisei uman, it's a maisei hedyot, and it's l'tzorach HaMoed. But if it's not, then Sivkot and Tezayin also l'sakim, then you're not allowed to fix them. Why? The yochid, afilu maisei hedyot, also kiyum l'tzorach HaMoed. Because as opposed to the public, where maisei hedyot is allowed, even if it's not l'tzorach HaMoed, in terms of an individual, you're only allowed to do it if it's l'tzorach HaMoed. And then, even then, only with a maisei hedyot. Then we said, however, you would be allowed to go and bring additional water over there. Sivkot and Yudzayin lahamshich mayim. You would be allowed to bring additional water there. Pirush shemakablim me yishomim bekelim min hagag. For example, you'd be allowed to go and collect water from the roof with buckets or some sort of utensil from the rooftop. Umolich osan labor, and bring them to the bor. That you'd be allowed to do. And the Skula goes even further and it says, Av she'en tzorach lemati, even if you don't need that water right now, she'esh b'bor mayim dai l'chol me'ya regel, that you have enough water in the pits, in the cisterns that you have here, to last you for the rest of Chol HaMoed, the rest of the Yontif. Nevertheless, in this situation, since it's not considered a maisei umon, it's a maisei hedyon, and it's not an excessive amount of work, afilu hochi mutter, you would be allowed to go and add additional water from the roof, for example, lefisha ein bazet torach muruba, it's not a lot of work to go and carry a couple of buckets from the roof, avalaso schoritz, but to go and dig a new channel, and to go bring the water via this new channel that you dug, that would not be allowed, usher, unless it was necessary for your usage on Chol HaMoed, if you needed water on Chol HaMoed. Here's your footnote number 15 adds, even though we said in regards to making an oven, you'd be allowed to do that in Sivkot and Tuf Kuf Mem, we said that it's permissible, there we allowed an individual to go and have a professional person build, install his ovens. So the Aruch HaShulchan explained over there why that was allowed. It's different with the ditch. The ditch is much more like binyan. And this is much more public and involves a lot more work. Furthermore, we learned earlier in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in the name of the Prima Godim, Shemach Shiri Ocho Nefesh, the things that are needed to assist in Ocho Nefesh, Lo Itiru Af Lutzor HaMoy B'Tirch Yisera. That's not allowed if there is going to be an excessive amount of work. It's only allowed when Machshiri Ocho Nefesh aren't a lot of work. However, not everybody agrees to this. And the Ramban, in fact, says, Shagam Machshiri Ocho Nefesh, Dinam Ko Ocho Nefesh Atzmo. That, in fact, the Machshiri Ocho Nefesh do have the same heter as Ocho Nefesh, and according to Ramban, would be permissible, muta lasosum gam betirch yisera, kishiev shol lasosum me'erev yontiv. In fact, would be permissible to do this when you were unable to do them on erev yontiv, then you would be allowed to do this on yontiv, on Chol HaMoed, according to the Ramban. There's one bir halacha that we did not do from yesterday's shir, and look on the Tezvav Amud Aleph in the Dibur HaMaskel in the bir halacha Tzorchei Rabin. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us, ayin in simin tof kuf mem bei sif aleph, de bemelachos hamutaros, in those things that we allow in this simin, ba'in and dafka shibuchinim, when we allow them, they should be done without paying somebody to do them, unless, of course, the person is desperate for the money for tzorech ochel nefesh for yontif. And he brings down ayin lemogin avram, the marmah mordechai, the nar shalom, on this simin, shiskimu kulam, all of them agree, dimheim letzorech mitzvah, but if it's for a mitzvah purposes, then mutu litol avur mischar, then a regular person, even though they're not in need of the funding, is allowed to take money for it. And he adds, look into the Maxis HaShekel, where he writes, the Bitzorchei Rabin below mitzvah, also litoschar. If it's just Tzorchei Rabin, like we were discussing, but it's not for a mitzvah, then you wouldn't be allowed to take money for it. But the Prima Gordon disagrees, and he's mashma, the Bitzorchei Rabin l'chud, if it's just Tzorchei Rabin, gamkin mutu litoschar, then you would also be allowed to go take money for it. And the reasoning is, utamo, do gamkin tzorch mitzvah damya, because Tzorchei Rabin is a little bit like Tzorch mitzvah. And he says, "V'chaynira mi pashtios haMishna." This seems to be the pashut understanding of the Mishnah. The klala called tzorchei rabim b'chodu machza, that it lumped all of these tzorchei rabim into one category. And din diotzim ala kilayim. In the discussion that you're allowed to go out on Chol HaMoed and look for kilayim and go and uproot it or to mark it. And there it said, "B'feirish Rishom halo mevura b'gemara behedjet." Says B'feirish there the note in schar. And therefore, since that was allowed to pay them to do this, so seemingly all of them included in this hekish over here, everything that's discussed, seemingly would be allowed to be taking money for it, whether it's a tzorach mitzvah or just a tzorach rabim. And therefore, v'gam miyirtza lasos kol tzorach rabim b'lo schar. And another reason is, if you're not going to pay for it, then nobody's going to do it, and it won't get done. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim concludes that all of these things, when you are allowed to do them, you are allowed to go and pay the workers to go and do them. This concludes Simin Tov Kuf Mendalit. It's a little bit short shir today, but with this, we'll conclude today's shir.